This is DS106, Shrinking the Big Questions.
Good evening. We interrupt our programming to bring you some shocking breaking news. All is not well at the Jifacrom headquarters. Our reporter, Rita Skeeter, the reporter everyone loves to hate, is working undercover and has sent us the following item, just written by her quick quote quill.
Hello, rabbit listeners. Rita here from an undisclosed location. What makes a successful company? What lies behind the polished exterior of Jifacrom and its astounding technology? Me, myself, I want to know. Not to mention our rabid DS106 listeners. Using my quick quote quill, I managed to record. Yes, yes, it does audio too, of course, as well as highly reliable writing. A conversation between none other than John Johnston, Jifacrom's lead engineer, and Mariana Funes, their chief learning officer. It seems that all is not well at the inn, my dear listeners. Let's listen in.
Well, hi, Mariana.
Hi, John. How are you doing? Well, congratulations on your promotion.
Yeah, thanks. Really, really busy here. Just tons of things to do. And I don't know. I wonder what Rochelle's thinking about. An engineer? The chief engineer? I mean, I'm really not an engineer. I thought we were here to make art, damn it. Art, not cameras. I mean, cameras are fine. Making a camera is fine. But actually, I'm probably just overreacting a wee bit, but it just seems mad. A lead engineer, that means I've got to organise people. I can't organise people. I can hardly organise myself. I'm an artist. I like an open folder full of files. No organisation.
And it's not like it comes with more pay, does it?
No, it does not. You're an artist. You should be able to, you know, set your own price.
And of course, you know, nobody called me to say that they had promoted you. You know, and you know how I've been after my promotion for weeks. Well, I actually had to phone her and ask her and say, you know, because I read the press release of your appointment, and nothing for me.
Yeah, and I wish. That went on online before I saw it. I didn't sign off on those gifts. There's some really weird shaky stuff going on. I mean, the one with my face, this looks me look mate looks so strange. I look as if I've got a nervous twitch.
You'll never get another job, mate.
No. I hope not. Not if it's like this. This is just too much stress. I need to go back to the beach, do what I'm meant to be doing.
Has Rochelle come and said anything to you? Or has she just been too busy?
I think she's just so busy. I mean, no harm to the women. I mean, she's a huge responsibility at the moment.
And have you seen her around that fancy new photographer, Jonathan Worth, who we've now contracted to do all our promotions?
Yeah, she just got him in. Yeah, just got him in. A hunky guy from England. I can't believe that. I mean, DS106... You know, we've got a community here, we've got people here, and we don't need to go out. We've got skilled photographers.
I know. And then she's spending all this time doing stuff with him and, you know, not paying any attention to all the stuff that's going on inside. And quite honestly, you know, I don't know how much longer I can go on, you know, working these kind of hours and, you know, constantly trying to, you know, remind myself of, you know, what we haven't done. You know, I mean, this launch party, you know, Friday, it's just too early.
I'm not going. I'm just not going. Yeah, I'd love to see the ink spots. That's the thing. But no,
yeah.
I'm just going to take a principled stand on this.
Well, because you know that the camera with all the different versions is going on sale next week. You think we're ready for that?
Well, if I am an engineer, I would severely think we're not ready, because I know I've certainly got plenty of bugs in the mix, and I'm just dealing with some of the parts. Some of the schematics seem not to match up with some of the images I've seen.
Well, and I've been dealing, because, you know, in my role as chief learning officer now, I've been looking at all the stuff around, you know, with the call centers, the people we have, you know, ready to, you know, to deal with customers and so on. We have so many pre-orders in. We're going to need to do some kind of magic, really, to be able to, you know, to deal with all the inquiries and to deal with all the post-sale stuff. It's not going to be easy.
Well, I think when you start thinking like that, Mariana, I'm catching a bit of a weird buzz on the phone. Can you hear that?
Who are you? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
There's something.
No.
I think we just should wrap this up.
Let's wrap
it up. I'll see you at the cafeteria tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, yes, I'll see you there and then we can chat.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, John. Lovely talking with you.
Same to you. Cheers.
Nana. Good, good. You say listen.
Listen.
Can you say two?
Two.
You say D?
D.
S?
S.
You say one?
One.
O?
O.
Six?
Six.
You say radio?
Radio.
Good.
One. Listen. Two. D. S. One, oh, six, rail.
Oh, very good.